Good evening, I'm Jevy Ebanks with a look at your latest news from the Radio Cayman newsroom. Police are investigating the death of a 36-year-old Georgetown man found unresponsive on West Bay Road shortly after 3 a.m. today. Officers administered first aid until EMS arrived, but the man was pronounced dead at the scene. A temporary police cordon was put in place while investigators worked. The RCIPS has extended condolences to the man's family and friends. The matter remains under investigation, and anyone with information is urged to contact the Georgetown Police Station at 949-4222. Anonymous tips can also be submitted through the RCIPS confidential tip line at 949-7777 or via the RCIPS website or through the Cayman Crime Stoppers online and on the app. Police continue to search for 16-year-old Tashina Williams of Bodentown, last seen on the 12th of December at John Gray High School wearing her school uniform. She is urged to attend the nearest police station for her own safety. Authorities warn that anyone found deliberately harboring her will face prosecution. Anyone with information should call the Bodentown Police Station at 927-2220, the MASH unit at 649-6000, or provide anonymous tips through the RCIPS confidential tip line or Cayman Crime Stoppers. In other police news, the RCIPS Holiday Safety Operation Winter Guardian is in full swing, with officers conducting more than 300 vehicle stops between December the 11th and the 22nd. Over 120 drivers were prosecuted for speeding, more than 100 for expired or illegal registrations, and about 30 for other offenses. Police are reminding the public to drive safely, ensure vehicles are properly licensed and insured to avoid costly penalties. Authorities say everyone should be safe behind the wheel and help save lives this holiday season. Customs and Border Control has intercepted 4 firearms, ammunition, and more than 3 pounds of ganja in a shipment from the United States. Officers made the discovery during routine checks on the 18th of December, arresting 2 individuals. CBC says there is no ongoing risk to the public as the items were secured before entering circulation. Director Bruce Smith praised the vigilance of the officers, while Deputy Director Marlon Bodden highlighted the intelligence-led approach. The matter remains under investigation, and the public is urged to share tips through CBC or Crime Stoppers. To the courts, Cedric Ellis was today sentenced to 12 years in prison by Grand Court Justice the Honorable Cheryl Richards, KC, head of the Criminal Division. The court heard that in March 2024, Ellis invited a 12-year-old girl into a residence where the rape occurred. Shortly after, the victim's mother noticed her leaving the property and alerted police. Ellis fled and remained on the run for 11 days before surrendering to police. The Crown described the offense as a grotesque breach of trust, aggravated by Ellis's attempt to conceal the child from her mother. A victim impact statement revealed lasting effect on the now 13-year-old girl's home and school life. Although the starting point for child rape is 15 years, Justice Richards reduced the sentence to 12 years, citing Ellis's guilty plea and lack of prior convictions. In delivering the judgment, she called his actions a gross betrayal of trust and noted that the crime would likely have gone undetected without the mother's vigilance. Ellis will also be subject to a sexual harm prevention order during his sentence and for 5 years after release. Restrictions include a ban on unsupervised contact with anyone under the age of 16, prohibition on changing his name, and requirements to notify authorities before altering personal details or traveling. Despite the Crown's indication that Ellis will be deported, the judge imposed these measures in case he remains on island. Crown Prosecutor Ben Brown confirmed that a deportation order will be sought on the completion of his sentence, returning Ellis to Jamaica. In other court news, a judge alone rape trial concluded on Monday, where Jason Preston McLean faces allegations involving a 13-year-old girl. The case centers on claims of sexual misconduct in a car and bathroom. The girl gave detailed accounts in police interviews, while the accused denied all allegations, insisting her stories are fabricated. A key witness testified that the girl once retracted parts of her statement, a point seized on by the defense. But the prosecutors argued that the man's version of events was implausible, pointing to inconsistencies in his timeline and describing the allegations as systematic abuse. Written closing submissions from both sides are due in January, with Justice Cheryl Richards, KC, expected to deliver a verdict thereafter. A new Privy Council ruling is putting limits on how far Cayman fund managers can rely on so-called ironclad partnership agreements. The decision is being welcomed by Appleby's Cayman law team. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles tells us more.
The Privy Council has upheld a Cayman order to wind up Aquapoint LP, a Cayman-exempted limited partnership set up in 2017 to hold a big stake in Legend Biotech ahead of its NASDAQ listing. According to the judgment and Appleby's summary, Aquapoint's key limited partner, Dr. Xiaohu Fan, was effectively tied to about 10% of the company. He only agreed to give up earlier rights and join the Aquapoint structure after assurances from the general partner's principals that he could access that 10% 6 months after the IPO. When that six-month window opened, the general partner, Genscript, refused to let him withdraw, relying on a clause in the partnership agreement that it could refuse consent, quote, for any reason or no reason at all, end quote. Cayman's Grand Court and Court of Appeal ordered the fund wound up on what lawyers call the, quote, just and equitable ground, and the Privy Council has now agreed, finding that, in equity, Genscript could not use its strict contractual power to defeat the assurances that induced Dr. Fan to join the partnership. The board also pointed to Section 36(3)(g) of the Exempted Limited Partnership Act as the source of Cayman's just and equitable power for ELPs and said it is appropriate to draw on established company law principles when using this jurisdiction. Appleby says the ruling underlines that even detailed LP agreements with wide discretions and entire agreement clauses can still be cut back when fairness and pre-deal promises are at stake. Elizabeth Charles, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
The Cayman Islands National Weather Service is happy to announce that the upgrade of the Kearney Gomez Doppler radar is complete and has been successful.
Good news for sky watchers. Cayman's weather radar just got a major upgrade. The upgraded system can now show actual rainfall rates in inches per hour. So when the showers roll in, we'll really see how heavy they are. Chief Meteorologist Kerry Powery.
We are still working on minor details to ensure that our images show correctly on our website, and we anticipate live images to be shown on our website from as soon as tomorrow at noon.
Director General John Tibbetts gives credit to the engineers from Leonardo Germany GmbH, along with Cayman Islands National Weather Service Manager of Technical Services Michael Carey, for getting the product complete ahead of schedule. Again, the new radar images go live at weather.gov.ky by noon tomorrow, just in time to track those Christmas Eve clouds. The Cayman Islands Civil Service has marked a significant year of transition and achievement under a new government. On Radio Cayman's The Buzz, Deputy Governor the Honorable Franz Manderson sat down to discuss major accomplishments, his vision for the organization, and preparations as he approaches his final 6 months in office after 44 years of service. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more.
It's been less than 8 months since the new government took office, but according to Deputy Governor, the Honorable Franz Manderson, the civil service has already made remarkable progress. From immigration reform to risk management, he says the organization has managed a seamless transition while implementing key political priorities.
Politicians make promises, then the civil service deliver. So we, day one, we were able to present the government with an org chart for the government that we felt would work for them and the areas, focus areas that they talked about.
As an example, Mr. Manderson says civil servants monitored the campaign and developed options for incoming ministers accordingly. When MP Michael Miles was chosen to serve as the Minister for Caymanian Employment and Immigration, it was civil servants who presented him with a plan for a ministry heavily focused on that very thing. The deputy governor believes that was key for the first major changes to immigration law in years.
the fact that we were able to get an immigration bill passed within, you know, a few months of the government being elected. The government has not been elected for a year.
No.
It's a major achievement for the government, for the civil service, and for our country.
Beyond legislation, the civil service has also implemented major operational changes, including strengthened accountability measures and a new enterprise risk management framework, which is aimed at preparing for future challenges.
One of the major risks that we have in the civil service is strategic misalignment. So if the whole entire civil service is not working together, then we can't deliver for the government. So I am paying very close attention to that risk. Are we working together? Have we broken down silos? Do we understand exactly what the elected government wants to implement? And then do we have a plan in place to implement that?
The deputy governor also announced updated disciplinary regulations for civil servants, the first major revision in 15 to 20 years, designed to streamline processes and address performance issues more efficiently. The new regulations will take effect in the new year after training sessions for managers and HR staff. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, April. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a good evening.